Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 37th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always, Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Hello, gentle folks, and happy Cinco de Mayo.
Hello.
A little early for us. Man, it gets worse every time, yeah.
All right, we have special guests this week.
Not a happy Star Wars Day, nothing?
Sure, may the 4th be with you.
Thank you.
You didn't have to explain it. We weren't lost. I just rather than be a day in the future.
Joining us this week, special guest, our first Tier 2 patron. Let's welcome Dave, also known as FAHQ1977. How are you doing?
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great. This is fantastic. And I've been listening to this podcast for a few months now. And as soon as I found out about the patron and guest spot, I said, I really want to be a part of this, so plopped down the funds and signed up, and I'm super stoked to talk to you guys. I was shocked when you said you wanted to do a three-hour show on my behalf, but I'm down. But
sometimes
all seriousness,
we end up that way by accident, and Ray does a lot of editing.
I'm really excited, so I'm so looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. You guys do a great show.
Hey, thanks. You'll find that Ray's editing is magic because I go off on these crazy tangents.
No.
And he does edit most of them out. So
right, so you'll get to experience the unedited version.
Well, that's the patron experience, right?
You get
the behind-the-scenes DVD.
That's right. We'll have special features. All right, kiddos. This is the week of May 4th through May 11th, 2016. Let's get over with the boring stuffs. Your Deadpool dailies for the week. Today's Ray's favorite character, Squirrel Girl. Get you a green cover there. Tomorrow. Oh, hold on. All right, Dave. What are you? Team Purple or
what
Team Pink?
I am Team Purple.
All right. Moving on then. Purple, Doctor Doom tomorrow. Friday, Black Mystique. Saturday, Black Hulk. Sunday, Purple Falcon. Monday, Black Psylocke. Tuesday, Yellow Beast. And Wednesday, Green Bullseye. Anybody looking forward to any of that jazz?
Nope. I mean, I'm sure I have some of those guys championed. So there's the value is there for a few of them. I zoned out after you said Squirrel Girl.
Thanks.
Well, Mystique, I've got Mystique, and she's going to give me an Iceman soon. So I'm looking forward to getting her.
Ooh, nice.
Actually, believe this or not, I'm looking forward to the Bullseye because he's one of the 2-3 stars that I haven't championed yet.
Oh,
all right.
Mm. I haven't fully covered. So this will give me an excuse to spend all the ice I want to champion.
And then you'll have a legendary token to use for our next show.
That's true. But you're spoilers. You're giving things away.
Oh, sorry.
So the Squirrel Girl, actually, I only had her at 2 green, so that gives me 3 green. So I'm getting close to having her fully covered. Everyone else is already a champion, so they're all useful for me. It's a good week. But I haven't dropped any ISO into Squirrel Girl at all, so she's still level 40 and not quite fully covered. I hear she's good. I still don't like the character. Sorry.
You know what would make her better? If her power was called Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrels.
Yeah. Man, you are still my least favorite friend.
Someday, some developer is going to get sick of me mentioning this.
So and you're just going to you're gonna wear them down?
They're going to fix it for me. And then they'll promptly cancel the game. Anywho, for your 5-day, 4-star crash of the Titans. All right, on May 2nd, you had Venom versus Carnage, where I got completely annihilated. How'd your kids do?
I believe I have Venom at 001, so I did not participate.
Mm. Yeah, I tried it out. I think I tried it 3 times because I had some extra health packs, and not even close. I barely got him down like 1,000 hit points, so not a good time.
All right.
Mine's 1-2-1, so like I didn't even try. Wasn't even worth it.
Yeah, I tried it a few times, and I just couldn't hang. Just couldn't do it.
Right. It looked like, however, because I've spent a wildly disproportionate amount of time in our Alliance Facebook group this week, thanks to the Civil War event. Looks like most of our Alliance crushed it. I saw probably 6 posts, at least, that of people who beat it with no problem.
Yeah, it was very disappointing to me. Because I couldn't join them.
What the heck with those guys? I care about me. All right. Your next one coming up on the 7th is Nova versus God knows. Who does Nova fight?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't even have a good guess.
Maybe they can just, for good reason, make him fight Devil Dino, because that would make me laugh.
It's probably not going to happen, but
probably not.
Right.
My Nova's at 220 and still at level 70, so seems unlikely. Has anyone spent any ISO, done anything with Nova?
I have not and cannot. I have him at 100. So
I was going to say, mine sounds similar.
I lucked into one cover of his, and that was it.
He's the only 4-star I'm missing right now, so I can't participate.
Oh, wow. Good on you. That's a lot of 4-stars.
It is.
All right. The next big store. I'm skipping ahead. Hulk is finishing up. 38,500 got your red Captain Marvel. 80K for the 25 CP. Top 100 folks get a Bucky Barnes. And then the next 100 get Vision covers. It looks like currently I'm in the top 50 in my slice. So I'm hoping to hang on to get that Bucky cover. Anybody else got a shot?
No.
No.
I don't think so at all. I
don't know.
I'm currently at number 230. I'm just hoping for the CP. I'm more than halfway there, but barely more than halfway. I'm hoping the next day and a half I can just crush a few nodes and get to that 80,000.
Yeah, it could happen. I'll see. I'm in a pretty soft slice like I often luck into, so we'll see. Because I have, for like the total event, I haven't been playing, so I have about 1,000 points. And I'm at 180.
How is that possible?
I don't play this game very often. I get into really cushy slices. And so it looks like if I push really hard from now until the end of the event, I might be able to score at least one Bucky cover to help me through the Civil War event.
Your slice karma is amazing. Every podcast you're talking about, I barely touched it and I'm in the top 50. I took a break from this one. I was a little burnt, so I needed a break before Civil War. And I just went for the Marvel and the daily CP, and I've been able to do those things. So I'm pretty happy and just excited about not seeing friends and family starting tomorrow morning.
Yeah, here's my only struggle is that Civil War kicks off at noon, I think?
Yeah.
Yes.
I recall. However, my Hulk slice isn't going to be done by then.
Correct.
So the Alliance is going to have to bear with me a little bit because I got to try and squeeze this Bucky out.
That's not how that works. You play the Civil War event until you can't play anymore because it's going to be like the Ultron.
It's going to be like Ultron, yeah.
You're going to quickly reach a point where that you can't play. That's where you focus on Hulk. That's my plan, at least.
Everyone else in your sub is going to be avoiding it, too, so you probably will be okay.
All right, so as we know, Civil War is starting tomorrow. Boy, you need a gazillion points to get these things. Here's how it goes. 393,500 will get you a blue Scarlet Witch on Team Cap. 706,000 will get you a purple Switch. 1,228,000 get you a 4-star Captain token. And that's your prizes. Rounds 1 through 3, you will earn 2-star tokens. Round 4 and 5 are Falcon Americas. Round 6 is another one of those Cap tokens. Round 7, back to Falcon America. And then completing the 8th round gets you the 5-star First Avenger Captain America. On the flip side, Team Tony, the points are the same. However, it goes Black Panther, Yellow Black Panther, and then tokens, Hulkbusters, token Hulkbuster, and then the 5-star Mark 46. So it seems that our alliance is firmly on the side of Team Cap. At least that's what I'm telling myself in my head. I just won't check the Facebook page anymore, so I can just plead ignorance if that changes.
It's looking like Team Cap. It's not looking good. It's not looking good for the good guys.
Team Cap is the good guys.
Yeah, so you say.
Yeah, I'm anti-big government, so yep. That is what I say.
Team Cap is the libertarian candidate in this
world. Correct.
I guess. I thought it was all about pro-secret identity versus anti-secret identity, but what do I know?
No, it's about not having to register with the government for everything you do. You got to think the big picture here, Ian. Did Edward Snowden teach you anything? Government's bad.
You got to take the big picture and then politicize it.
That's right. I got to politicize this comic book something fierce.
Well, the alliance I'm in is called Rogue Knights, and they have chosen Team Big Government. So largely because we want the Big Government prize of Hulkbuster Red and Hulkbuster Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on you guys, that was... I'd much rather have Hulkbuster covers than Captain Falcon covers.
And I'm so close to maxing him. If I get those two, then I'm one away, and it will be glorious.
We can do that the second time around.
Can you?
Sure.
So which I don't have it in front of me. Which covers do you get for Hulkbuster?
It goes red, then blue, then another Civil War recruit token, and then somehow if you get through round 7, which would be amazing, you get a black.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking that's, I don't know, that would be extremely useful.
All right, yeah. We're not posting this show until after Civil War starts.
Well, that is likely, actually.
Yeah. I don't want anyone in our lines hearing this and getting any bright ideas. All right, so we're in between seasons on the PvP side of things. So you have the terrible events, Black Vortex.
Ugh.
ran 800 got you a Yellow Rock and Groot, 1,000 points was Blue Melonhead, 1,300 for the CP, first place was Punisher to the max, and then 2 through 100 were Iron Man. And then the worst event of all, Balance of Power.
Woohoo!
800 for the Red Iron Man, 1,000 was Black Punisher to the max, 1,300 for the CP, top spot was Daisy, and then 2 through 100 were Hood Covers. So that's that. Get the more important things.
Right.
So Dave, tell us more about yourself. How long have you been playing this game? What's your favorite team? Yada yada, so on and so forth.
Okay. I am on day 545. And so I got into a pretty solid alliance. We're kind of casual, so we lose a lot of our top players to elite alliances. But I had a couple people, including one, which a name I think you guys will love. His handle is Pinko McFly. Combination of Back to the Future and communism. And he taught me how to play PvP properly. And so because of that, I've gotten a lot of 1K progression rewards. So he taught me kind of the shield hopping basics and how to set things up. And so I owe him a lot. So a lot of my 4-star roster is due to that. And so I have kind of 3 teams that I use pretty consistently. My DDQ team is Falcon, Lazy Cap, and Lazy Thor. So just pull everything away, shield up, battery down, the fourth wave. It's not that efficient, but I'm wedded to it at this point. For all those trivial nodes that I just want to burn through in PvE, I use Iron Fist as seen on TV. And then I used to use Duck Hen, but now I use Old Man Logan because he's just better at that. So it's real quick. He's a meat shield and I just burn through things. But the teams I have the most fun with are in Simulator. I use Cyclops, Switch, and IF a lot. It's really fast and really just climbs the ranks. And then when I'm ready to stop, my break team or kind of shield team is Carnage, Kamala Khan, and either Black Panther, Duck Hen, or Blade, depending on what I want to do. So I lucked into I wasn't looking or pursuing. I just got a ton of Carnage covers. And so he was my first max 4-star. And nobody wants to click and play me unless they have, you know, like a fully leveled Iceman, Jean Grey, Hulkbuster, something like that. So I get a lot of passes and a lot of easy points for people attacking me and losing. So I crank up Kamala's healing, let Carnage go, and then Doc Ken either puts down the strike tiles or Blade does if I want to do AP denial. And then Kamala's at full healing and full purple. So it's really a fun team. Even though it burns health packs, people don't want to play with me. And that's kind of my favorite team right now.
So I'm curious, what is your Old Man Logan at? Is you're able to use
He's just at 1-1. He doesn't have black. That's the one that I'm missing. But his 1 red and his 1 yellow are enough that he shields everything, does damage, and then anytime IF pops his purple, then he puts out 2 strike tiles.
Right.
And so the trivial stuff is over really quickly. I will use Lazy Cap a lot in PvE, and I'll use Falcon a lot just to stop if there's a lot of mafia or goons or what have you. But that's the Old Man Logan's only at 2. The best 4-star, 5-star I have is Surfer in terms of covers.
Right, sure. I was just curious. I'm the exact opposite. I only have 1 black cover for him. So it's not useful. I mean, he's useful as kind of a meat shield, but that's about it.
Yeah. No, the once you get a yellow, it's a game changer. Right. It really is.
I dream of 5-stars. I hear they exist.
They're coming your way. I know they're coming your way. You're going to get all 3 of those covers, and then you're just going to love this game 10,000 times more.
Because, man, they just torment me. I never get
tired. They do. So, yeah, that's a little bit about me and kind of how I play. I do a lot of PvP. My goal is 1,000, 800 minimum, and then 1,000 for anything I think I can get to if it's not too overpowered for me.
Right.
I have never one time gotten to 1,000 points in a PvP.
You can.
Did you listen to what he had learned, and then his teams that he put together were incredibly thoughtful. Like I was almost inspired to try harder when I heard that. And then to think to put down a break team in simulator? Like that didn't even cross my mind until right this second. And when he mentioned it, I was like, yeah, I would definitely skip your team.
You want to make it worse for me? Throw a Team Jean in there because I auto skip her every time.
Yes. Yeah, Carnage and Team Jean. I'm close on having Team Jean be viable. I need a couple of her blue covers, and those two together would be gross.
Yeah, I have her blue maxed out now, so I'm thinking about bumping up her level and doing exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to get one more 3-star champion, and then I can do that.
Yeah, I just cannot stand her. She's the worst. All right, what else we got on the docket? Yeah, we can just skip all the Civil War stuff, right?
Right. What? Is that important? I did have a quick question for one Ray.
Uh-oh.
What day are you on? Were you able to surpass me when I went on vacation?
Oh, that is a good question. We should probably check that. Unfortunately, I minimized my game, so give me one second.
Oh, that's okay. Take your time. I am currently at day 690.
Okay. Ooh. I caught up, but not completely. I am four days behind you now. I am at 686. Okay.
All right, I'll try to hold on to my edge.
I did manage to get that black Luke Cage though, so now he's just leveling like mad.
Oh, good.
Yeah, click click boom, baby.
He is a powerhouse.
Yeah,
yeah, I love me Luke Cage.
He's such a good third on almost any team that you're looking to stick somebody on, because it's cheap black, it's deadly yellow, and that shield just really minimizes a lot of match damage. He's great.
Yep. You don't have to sell me on Luke Cage. Believe it or not, I've heard of that character. I may have seen him once in a while. I may even have just used him 1 second ago to finish a match.
Well, maybe they'll bring out a 5-star Luke Cage, and that'll be where you get all your covers, just so that
good Lord, would that be the greatest devastated day ever. However, they'll make all of his powers bunk, though. They'll make a 5-star version, and he'll be like the Cho version.
No, they won't.
He'll just like sit around and not do anything. He'll just like hang out in bars and get stabbed in the neck with bottles.
They couldn't do that. They couldn't.
Yeah, they won't. That when his show comes out, they might consider a 4-star version. But I would be stunned if he put out a 5-star version.
Yeah, I can't imagine he would ever get a 5-star. But
a 4-star. There you go.
Oh, and slightly off script, but you guys were talking about 5-stars. One that I was totally curious to see, and I'm sorry I didn't bring this up beforehand. I know they're not going to do a ton of X-Men, but Rogue seems like she would be fantastic for a 5-star because they don't yet have the mechanic of stealing powers.
Yep.
And stunning at the same time. So they have the airborne stun mechanic. They have the, you know, damage absorption. She seems like she would be a natural fit. So devs, that would be my pitch. Find some.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the way, you know, you got Mystique who, you know, at least steals the appearance. If they could just let you steal a power.
What if you could steal, like, Hulkbuster's power or Jean's power or something like that? Wouldn't that be just outstanding?
Yeah. I can't argue.
Yeah, long been a proponent of putting Rogue and Gambit into the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they took a step away from X-Men, but I got to consider they're going to be going back here sometime, picking up a few more
Not until they get the movie rights back from 20th Century Fox.
Yeah, no, they'll probably dip back in. I mean, what are they putting out? Two new characters a month?
Yeah.
They have something like
that.
Except for this month.
Right.
Yeah, this month is all the characters, but in general, it's kind of 2 4-stars a month.
Right. So, mutants will be back on the docket in no time.
You mean Inhumans?
Inhumans, yeah.
Patch 100 notes. Don't blink, you're going to miss them. I'm not sure how because you're listening to this, but all right, all it says is, hey, Civil War is underway. You picking Team Cap or Team Iron Man? Which will you choose? That's really it. There's a couple bug fixes. You no longer get stuck if you tap certain parts of the game too quickly. I think I've had that happen to me on the iPad.
Okay, well, there you go. That sounds like an important fix.
Yeah, I just had that happen earlier today, and it was before I read the patch notes. So when I saw the patch notes, I'm like, hey, that's nice.
There's a bug fix on Silver Surfer's black hole. Apparently wasn't working if he was stunned or sent airborne.
Oh.
So apparently they fixed that.
Cool.
I don't know why it would work if he's stunned. Isn't that the whole point of stunning someone?
Well, you create a black hole. It's going to do its thing whether you're still around or not.
I suppose that's true. and then the final part is if a character is sent airborne, their tile icons are no longer displayed. They now change to the next character who's strongest in that color.
Well, that airborne has broken so many things in this game.
It really
it seems like every patch is a fix for that.
Yeah.
This did this one airborne. We fixed it. This character did this one airborne. We fixed it. This character did this one airborne. We fixed that too.
Yeah, it's one of the pitfalls of inventing a new mechanic.
True.
All right, Civil War, more Civil War, and then even more Civil War. So Hi-Fi released a bunch more details on the forums. Some of this we covered last week, so I'm going to try to sum up, give you the TLDR version. So it officially starts on Thursday, May 5th at noon. Second run will be at noon Eastern on Thursday, May 26th. Winter Soldier is featured for Team Cap in the first run. War Machine will be the featured hero for Team Iron Man during the second run. Every player character in the game is playable on each side, which is what it says, but there are characters who aren't on either side. So I found that interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how that list is actually going to work. Like
because Thor's not on a side.
And neither is Wolverine now.
Right. Well, they took Wolverine out?
Yeah, right. Wolverine was on Team Cap, I think, and now he's it's not.
Right. I was going to say, I don't think Cyclops is on a side.
I think it's on the side of punks.
The three essentials, maybe, and then everybody else is probably powered up. That's on that list. And then you can play anybody on either side.
Yeah, it says you can play all characters, so I'm not too incredibly worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig, you're not worried in any case because your characters are listed, so.
Right.
Yep, totally play in my favorite team because that's what I do. So they did change the list affiliations. You might want to go check out, Ray can put links to all this stuff if you haven't seen them yet. So check out the posts by Hi-Fi on the D3 forums. You can check out who's on which team. There are some alliance mechanics to keep in note. The first 20 people who join the event under an alliance are locked into that leaderboard for the remainder of the event. So you can't be constantly jumping people in and out of your alliance. Not going to work. If you join the event for an alliance that already has 20 people in the same leaderboard, you'll be put into a different leaderboard for the remainder of the event. Your alliance must choose a side to fight on. Event is balanced and alliance can compete one of the boss battles, but not both. Switching sides will not help you. And missions, as I think we said last time, completed on one side are locked out for both sides until the mission refreshes. Boss versions of the characters, I think we talked about all their powers last week. Legendary rewards I went through already. Vaults. There are two vaults for in a store for the event. Team Cap Vault, Team Iron Man Vault, and a Civil War Legendary Store. All vaults will have 80 items. Team Cap Vault has at least one Winter Soldier cover, and Team Iron Man Vault has at least one Hulkbuster. In the store, there are two types of packs, Steve Rogers packs and Tony Stark packs. Contents of these packs include a 10% chance for Steve Rogers First Avenger and Iron Man Marvel 46.
10%?
10%.
Holy smokes! Yeah, yeah. Through the roof!
Yeah. So they haven't announced anything, but I think, you know, probably be strangely convenient that there will probably be some kind of sale or something going on at the same time so that you'll want to buy some packs.
Oh, no, you'll want to buy them anyway.
Well,
you can buy them for 30 command points.
Paint command points, no HP.
Oh. 30 command points.
Oh, this command point game we got on the show just went out the window, Craig.
You want to spend them all for 10% chances?
Yeah, that's happening.
After the second run of the event, Steve Rogers and Iron Man will be added to the latest legendaries, replacing Jean Grey Phoenix and Back in Black. I hit the sack. I don't remember the rest of the words that I saw.
Oh,
Spider-Man.
Been gone so long, I'm glad to be back.
I don't know, I was too distracted by the fact that Axl Rose now sang 3 AC/DC, and I just couldn't, my brain just stopped. And sorry.
Always blaming it on Axl.
Well, there's a lot of things in the world to blame upon Axl Rose. I mean, come on. A, gingers should never have cornrows. Come on. What the hell was he thinking?
I don't know.
I mean, again, he was super rich and popular, but.
Right.
Woo.
He's getting old. He didn't want to be committed to that do-rag for the rest of his life like Bret Michaels.
Hey, no bad mouth in a Butler PA's own, Bret Michaels.
Yeah, you're making up some weird rules as we go along, but okay.
I still keep needing to go see him on tour again. I keep forgetting.
I'll try to remind you?
Yeah, remind me, because I can get us backstage, and I just keep forgetting about this.
Okay. You and he are tight?
My next-door neighbor works for him. My next-door neighbor where I grew up.
Okay.
Worked for him. He's like, you know, a t-shirt sales guy or something. But last time we went and saw Bret Michaels, and I talked to him, he's like, why didn't you tell me ahead of time? I'd have brought you backstage to meet the band. And I went, all right. Should have done that. So, all right. And that was the show with Motley Crue, too. So we kind of met Motley Crue at the same time, and I totally boffed that. So next time we'll totally try and check that out. Okay. Assuming that Bret Michaels is still alive, because one of these days the diabetes is going to kill him.
Sure. I was going to say, does anybody remember when this podcast used to be about Marvel Puzzle Quest?
This is brilliant. Thank you, guys.
Anywho, all right, so there's going to be two boss events, or, you know, very similar to Ultron and Galactus, mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. you will either fight Steve Rogers or Tony Stark. So the thought is that it's going to play exactly the same way. Each boss has their own health. You and your alliance are battling against them at the same time. When your alliance completes a round against a boss, then that side will progress to the next round.
Right. It'll have the standard, what, 4 or 5 nodes to unlock the boss fight so that you can fight it up to 5 times per 8 hours.
It looks like there are 5 submissions and then that main one. So
right.
2 types of missions, boss missions and supporting character missions. The first mission's available as soon as the event starts. You can go ahead and fight your first boss right away, which I think is how Ultron worked, if I remember right. You
Correct.
Can fight him, and then you had to keep unlocking him over and over and over again.
Right.
The boss's health at the top goes down based on the amount of damage you and your alliance does, even if you lose the match. It cools down every 8 hours, or when you beat one of these supporting character missions. 5 different missions, each have a different featured character. It's really, it's Ultron. It's no different. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Should be exciting. And I think this is, again, where Dave's alliance was wise, and I think that Team Iron Man will have the advantage, because one of the nodes to unlock the boss mission on Team Cap's side is going to be Winter Soldier, and none of us have Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be Winter Soldier on Team Iron Man, so they're going to be able to play one full more time against the boss every round for the first round.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that was a big part of our decision. You know, a lot of people also carry the 2-star Black Widow, and not a lot of people are picking the Team Cap. I forget who that 2-star is, but we were thinking about it that way.
Hawkeye. I think it was 2-star Hawkeye.
Yeah. So it was, I think that's going to help a lot. Somebody brought that up and we said, oh yeah, none of us have Winter Soldier. So let's go ahead and go with get the Hulkbusters.
Right. I didn't even consider that at the 2-star level. You're right. Most of the people have original Black Widow. Very few people have 2-star Hawkeye.
Correct.
So before going to bed this evening, Ian, you need to jump on our Alliance Facebook page and explain this.
Oh, I already – it's on there.
Is
Brian,
it?
Brian and I have been through this on the website, and all we can think of as an alliance is Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Scarlet Witch. Craig has corrupted everybody in the alliance. There's no forward thinking. There's no big picture. There's Cap has more people. Iron Man has fewer people. We have to be Team Cap.
I don't know. The link I'm looking at right now, it's 8-5. And even though I said I was undecided, I'm on Team Cap. So.
Oh, see, I said the abstentions needed to be on Team Iron Man because of fake government.
Right.
But apparently I was mistaken.
Man, why is Devil Dino on Team Cap? I guess because he works for, or she works for,
I thought she
Fury.
Worked for S.H.I.E.L.D. And Fury's on Team Iron Man.
Oh.
Where he belongs.
So they clearly pumped up the rewards for this event, but one of the things I was kind of concerned about is they, based on the Ultron battles, they really overtuned him the first time through, and nobody except the elite alliances who were spending HP were downing him. So getting to those legendary tokens individually and getting through round 6, I'm just worried that they don't have the bosses as so overpowered that you just can't make a dent in them.
Right. It was tough. I think we made it to round 7.
I believe so.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And the first Ultron event?
No, this last one.
That's unlikely.
Yeah, so they tuned Ultron down, and a lot of people did. But that first time through,
oh yeah, no,
were flattening after round 5. So just like progression-wise, I'm wondering if it's even going to be possible for a lot of people out there. So my hunch is it'll be overly strong in the first one, and in the second round they'll realize everybody's screaming and moaning, saying "Give me a shot at those 5-stars," and they'll tune it down. But we'll see.
Yep,
I'm going to hope for the they've already learned that lesson and have already downed it a little bit. But
yeah,
we'll see. I don't know. I'm just, you know, I can't use my X-Force Wolverine pumped up, so. I'm gonna have to find a different team because I'm using him like he's like my Luke Cage.
Mm-hmm.
X-Force Wolverine is what I use all the time now. So
yeah,
sorry. In my own head, I just broke in to pump up the jam with pump up the Wolverine, and I don't know why.
But yeah,
neither
you
do
didn't
I.
sing it. So
I did kind of under my breath. So maybe if you play it back and crank it up, you'll hear it just a little bit. But you guys, I didn't want to overdrown you, so I just kind of said it in my head, sang it to myself a little bit.
Oh, I thought it was funny because when you said play it back, I heard play it backwards. He's already singing it. He lost me.
Isn't that part of that drinking game? Every time Ian instantly gets disinterested when I break into song.
Might be. I don't know any of the rules. I do like Technotronic, so I'm not going to judge you too much. But
yeah, it was a good group.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so in a nutshell, help, I'm in a nutshell. That's kind of where we are with Civil War. So, Ray, what do we have in the mailbag?
Oh, man, I started looking at the listener comments today. I'll be honest, I did not read listener comments this week. My work has been insane. So, I started looking at them today, and, oh, man, there were a lot of comments. So I just want to, first, I'm going to put out there that if you made any comments about your team, about tokens that you opened, about covers you got, I'm just skipping that. It's good information. I like reading it. I enjoy hearing what people are doing. And I think, you know, people comment on each other's and that's all great, but I'm skipping it all because that it's just too many comments and that makes it a little easier for me. So there was a discussion about Deadpool. We brought up the Deadpool points. Leonard mentioned that he uses Deadpool in the daily Deadpool so that he doesn't forget to get those points. There were some people who commented on that and said, yeah, that's a great way to do it. Another comment that I wanted to mention, though, Area Code 212 said that, well, one, you should follow Leonard's lead and do that. But two, he said that he had the maximum Deadpool points until a few days ago. So
yeah.
This is new information to me. 1 million points minus one, 999,999. That is your maximum Deadpool points that you can accrue. That's impressive. 35 whales, whales, whales.
That's a lot of whales.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd throw that out there because there is a max. Who knew?
Well, that sounds like an awfully easy set of gauntlet.
Yeah.
You exactly. Just whales your way through every single match in the gauntlet.
But I thought that was useful information, so thanks for posting that. Chloe mentioned on the website that when the affiliations came out, she was disappointed that there were no X-Men teams, and I have to say, yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I understand why they're not all on board on the X-Men thing, but if you look at the X-Men, they are just in the Heroes affiliation. There's no other affiliation associated with their characters,
yeah.
Which is a little sad, but I'm sure we'll get over it once the movie rights get worked out.
Right.
If that ever happens.
I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be a while. That they're doing much better than some of the other people, like the Spider-Man franchise and the Fantastic Four franchise.
Yeah. Well, these last two movies, these last ones have been, everything since First Class has been real solid.
Yep. Yeah, it has. And I expect Apocalypse to do really well as well.
Yeah. Looks awesome.
Yeah, it does. Next comment, Jeff Duggan had a bunch of good tips for Boston. I don't know, Ian, if you got
it. I read it.
You did.
I didn't know who it was, but I was I didn't want to derail you immediately, but I saw that, you know, Thursday while I was still there. I read, why, even though they were dated, I was able to capitalize on at least a few of them.
Nice.
For, you know, thing, you know, most of them, you know, were the family friendly things. So I did Friday evenings is like $1 Target night at the Children's Museum /Aquarium. So I definitely took advantage of that.
Fantastic.
And you get your travel advice from Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Man. What? You're totally getting kicked next time I see you.
You think he's joking, but I have actually witnessed this. Ian regularly physically assaults Craig. I'm just... There's a story of Craig going back to the hotel room because he wasn't feeling good.
I didn't know that. Had I known he was as sick as he was, I wouldn't have rushed across the room, dove into his bed, just started punching him in the midsection. That's like the one that I almost regret.
The best part of the story is that Craig's wife let us into the room quietly so that this could happen. Not that she was aware that it was going to, but we were able to talk her into opening the door quietly, and it all just went downhill. But in any case, next comment, Stink Palm says that this is the best compliment I think I've ever received. He said that I sounded like Walken when we were discussing War Machine last episode. I don't know when I would have broken into that.
Yeah, I haven't had time to listen to the episode, but I didn't. I've never known you to sound like Christopher Walken, but that'd be cool if you did.
Exactly.
No, he's right. You were. It was this weird thing out of nowhere. You just had that cadence, and it just something about it. I didn't even think about it until I just read it. But yeah, that's totally right.
I got to go back and listen so I can replicate that.
Absolutely. Then Craig and I will make you perform the centaur job interview sketch for us.
That's right.
It was a horse.
Little Ogbesians and such.
It's like a Crate and Barrel for centaurs.
All right, so Dave, I'm going to throw this at you because I don't think any of the three of us can really answer this. I'm probably pronouncing his name wrong, but Ariation asked, when is it a good idea to try the 1,000-point reward in PvP? What kind of roster do you need? He says at the moment he's mostly sticking to PvE because the progression is way easier than the than trying to protect your points in the PvP. And since none of the three of us are regular 1,000-point reward getters, what do you say?
Okay, so he's right. If stick to PvE for a while, the advice I got, and it helped a lot, is get 5 to 8 3-stars that are maxed in covers that you feel really comfortable about putting in teams. And that's going to be Cage, Fist, Switch. Those go good with anything. Psych, you know, your elite 3-stars. And you guys cover that really well in the 2 to 3-star transition. Then you have to pull them up to 166. Now, here's the catch. Everybody you pull up to 166 pulls your entire roster average up for PvE. So you're going to notice that scaling kick in pretty quickly. So it's better to level a bunch all at once and have a really good rotation. But when it comes to PvP, the boosting makes a huge difference. And when you start getting to 800 in your progression, you're going to find you're going to be running into 4-stars, and they're going to be a little scary at first. So you have to have certain teams, like you almost need an IF or a Switch to get a lot of AP really quickly, or Iron Man is fantastic in that. But you also have to learn how to shield hop, and that's a bit more complicated. So the short answer to your good question is wait until you have 5 to 7 that are really top tier 3-stars. Boost them all to 166. You're not going to get close without that. And then look for advice in shield hopping. And there's a whole host of strategies about how to go to different levels, but also get used to getting beat down. And that's part of the reality. Save up your taco tokens. I use them for health packs constantly. So when I'm doing a climb, I may burn through a few of those to get the 5 health packs. And you're going to feel a lot more pain before you feel success. So your goal should be hitting 800 regularly. And when you're hitting 800 every time, whether you're shielding or not at the end, and you don't care about your season totals, then you're ready to start pushing to 1,000. But realize there's going to be a lot of boosted people. And there's so many people that have like 4-star Old Man Logans or 4-cover Old Man Logans right now that are just nasty to play against. You may get the boosted week where it's the tunes you don't have and you just can't make a dent. So level everybody at once and realize it's going to take some time.
Fantastic advice. That really sums it up very well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next thing I think is more for Craig. Our other patron, major patron, Perondiac, posted a rumor link that was posted on avclub.com that Dazzler may be making at least a tangential appearance in X-Men Apocalypse.
What?
So there's a scene, and Sophie Turner, who is in X-Men, tweeted out a picture of her with young Cyclops, and they're in a record store, and he is holding up a Dazzler album.
Oh.
And along with that, another person tweeted out a picture, a backstage picture, with Sophie Turner and a couple other people, but they were with, and I can't wait for your reaction, they were with Taylor Swift, who they think may be playing the Dazzler character.
I can see that. She's a cute blonde.
That was not the reaction I was hoping for. Oh, well.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, all of her songs are about breakups, so you don't want to date her. But
they are not, and you definitely do. What would make you not want to date Taylor Swift? Are you out of your mind?
I don't want to date her. I may want to spend the night, but I don't want to date her.
Oh, she seems nice and fun.
I don't know. I like her commercial where she falls on her face on that treadmill.
Oh, commercials.
Yeah, she did a commercial. I haven't seen it, but so there you go. This is all rumors, and it's all just based off of things that have been on the Twitter box, but there you go.
Hey, I'm totally pro Dazzler appearances. So.
I know you are.
Is Sophie Turner going to be the new Jean Grey?
Yeah, she's young Jean.
Okay.
So there you go. I'll mention Jayhawk Inc. He hasn't made an appearance on any of the comments for quite a while, and it's because he has a long story, but he got distracted for a while, and then he came back, and this last time posted a single response, to episodes 31 through 36 of our podcast, as well as our 2 to 3 star transition episode.
Wow.
It was wall of text. So he's included.
Welcome back?
Yeah, welcome back. Thanks for coming back. So he is included in a bunch of these other things. There were some conversations of one about Magneto and the yellow power. A lot of people were unaware about the yellow power and that it could replace other tiles. So Ian, you helped out a whole bunch of people. Jayhawk Inc., Nick 1118, BBF2, Bry the Fry Guy, and Perondiac all talked about the Magneto, the knowledge that they now have, and how useful he is. So there you go.
Great. Only 36 character of the weeks into it, and I finally got a handle on this. Just getting warmed up. Here I come, 4 stars. Yeah.
So as we discussed, we may not even be doing it because of the Civil War event. However, we got a lot of comments from Jayhawk Inc., from Big Back 9, from Leonard saying opening tokens live is a great idea.
It is.
Actually, one person did say that with the characters coming up, why wouldn't you wait to open these? So we may be waiting. I don't know. I'll still open mine, but in any case.
Well, just seems that debate on how pro are you on spending 30 CP for this 10% 5-star chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably not. I'm probably not doing it in any case. So there you go.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So we can figure out whether we're doing that or not. But another comment, there were hundreds of comments, maybe not hundreds, but there were a lot of comments about the Civil War thing, arguments back and forth on which team to select. Like you said, I think a lot of people are choosing Team Cap just because of the list of characters that are included. But again, those rewards are tempting, so I don't know. I still don't know which way our alliance is going to go, for sure. But a lot of comments on there.
I can say as a listener, it might take some of the sheen off if you do it every week, but I was excited for you guys when you opened those six. I was just saying 5-star, 5-star, 5-star. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
That did happen. I did not get a single 5-star.
You had some good pulls though, so you didn't have crap, but it was still, you know.
Yeah, there were no chos. I mean, so, you know, I had that going for me. Right.
Right. Yeah.
All right. And I saved the best for last. This is a long one, and I'm going to have to read the whole thing. And Craig already knows what this is.
Oh.
But David Franklin posted, he would like to humbly propose this new segment on the show. We can call it the, quote, what the, I don't even, Craig is so wrong moment of the week. Followed up by the sad trombone sound. He says, the segment will happen at the end of the show, and the panel, including guests if they wish, will discuss and decide on the most outlandish, wrong, incredulous, wrong, baffling, and just plain wrong thing that Craig said during the show. Musical numbers will be ineligible because they are awesome. He also does follow it up with, keep up the good work. He really enjoys the podcast, et cetera, et cetera. But, I read that and just laughed and laughed.
Right. I mean, first of all, it's a great proposal. Second of all, at least for Ray and I, thanks. Welcome to the last 20 years of our life. I hear that sad trombone noise a lot.
I'm a sad panda.
So that's all that I have in list of comments. The only other thing I was going to say is, again, thanks to our patrons, especially people like you, Dave, and as well as Prondiac, Yes the Ace, Jeff Polier, Screech, He's Jing Gixon, there we go, and Jeff Metzer, as well as our anonymous donor. Always appreciate it, and you're already helping to offset our bandwidth costs, so hey, thanks.
It is the best $3 I've ever spent in my life, guys. It's yeah. These are going to fill up like this. People are going to hear me and say, oh my God, that guy is awful. I can do this so much better. And in a couple of weeks, you're going to have them all filled. You're going to have to extend it to 10 patrons at each level. And yeah, it's going to happen. Sign up.
This brought to you by viewers like you.
Like a little PBS kind of a spiel.
Yeah, but better. Yes. And that makes sense. I agree. I have wasted considerably more money on far, far less.
Right?
I suppose that's true for all of us.
Yeah.
All right. It's that time.
What time is that, Greg?
It's time for the
feature character of the week.
However, this week is brought to you by the fine folks over at the SeaTac Astronomy. SeaTac Astronomy. For when you want to look at the sky and stuff. Ian, we're going to have some help for you this week from our special guest, but tell me about Bob Reynolds.
Excellent, because I know very little about Robert Reynolds other than when he's not busy being the Sentry, he is a superpowered guy with some severe mental problems. He is a red, green, and yellow character. His red power, Supernova, costs 11 AP. He damages the enemy team for 329, shatters 4 random red tiles. Each tile damages the enemy for 82 points of damage and allies for 82 points of damage, but does not generate AP. As he goes up in levels, he does more damage and reduces the damage he does to his own team. Then he does more damage and destroys more tiles, up to 5. Then he does more damage and destroys more tiles, up to 7. And finally, he does even more damage, destroys even more tiles, and does even less to his own team. Final results being, at level 5, he is doing 1,565 damage to the enemy team. He is doing 261 damage to the enemy team for each tile destroyed, and he is doing 137 to his own team for each tile destroyed, and destroying 9 tiles. His green ability, World Rapture.
Rupture.
It is World Rupture.
It's not like a rave. It's not a World
Rapture.
He's not
the second coming.
I was going to say it's been a World Rapture this whole time. What do you know? I'm almost 100% illiterate. Oh, no. I should have read ahead. There's a picture with a grid. Oh, this was my undoing with black with gray suit. I'm just going to skip it. You guys are going to have to follow a link. But I'll tell you about it. World Rupture, as we now know it's called. It costs 12 green AP. Sentry throws a bunch of countdown tiles on the board. When they explode, they do damage. Let me tell you about the countdown tiles, how many and how much damage they do. He creates, they do 44 to the enemies and 27 to all allies. At level 2, he throws out more countdown tiles. Level 3, he does more damage to them, less damage to you. Level 4, more countdown tiles and does more damage to them, less damage to you. And level 5, more countdown tiles and tiles do more damage to the enemy. So in his final form, he is doing 182 damage to the enemy and 64 damage to allies per tile being destroyed. He puts out 16 tiles. So you're looking at 2,900 damage approximately and about 1,000 to you.
And can I add one more thing for the green?
Please. Yeah.
The other effect is that they move further away from the center of the board. So they start in the middle of the board and then they move further away the higher your level is.
Okay. Yeah. It looks like that. It looks like he creates, the 4 center tiles. And then spreading from each corner of that square out towards the furthest corners of the board in an X pattern. But yeah, if you need to see that graphic, please follow the link or Google Marvel Puzzle Quest wiki, whichever you prefer. Finally, yellow.
I had a thought. So
you tell me more.
If it was World Rapture, that'd be a cool way for them to get the Marvel Zombies books into this game.
Yes, it would.
And he could summon all the zombies.
Then I might get him.
Just saying.
Yeah, that would be considerably more potent.
I'm a huge zombie fan.
Continue on, Ian.
Keep going.
Okay, his yellow power, Sacrifice, costs 8 yellow AP.
Also, his tummy cramps.
He takes 646 damage, but converts a random yellow tile into a strike tile of strength 104. As his levels increase, it becomes a stronger strike tile. He takes less damage. Then a stronger strike tile, then a strongest strike tile. So in his final form, Sentry is doing, he is taking 1,724 damage and creating a strike tile of 571 points of additional damage. So that's relatively potent how we build this guy. I am going to assume that because that green one puts down countdown tiles, that no one likes it, and it's probably the least popular. 5-3-5 is going to be my guess. I feel like I would probably build him at 5-5-3 because I have this phobia about doing damage to my own characters. But someone tell me more, Dave.
So I'm just going to, okay. before we let Dave tell us about the character anymore, I am going to say that you are incorrect. He should be built as a 0-0-0. And it will be up to Dave to prove to me otherwise.
Oh, really? Okay. No, I get it. I understand the sentry loathing. I think a lot of people have a fear of their characters getting hurt, but sentry's taken like a 12 or 15% HP hit for this. Now, the good news is he has a ton of HP, so he can deal with that. And the negatives you already pointed out, his green costs too much. It's countdown tiles. They're 3 turns. He burns through health packs, so you and your team need health packs. And he really needs his yellow to be very effective. So those are the things that make Sentry not great. He's not a top 10 3-star for those very reasons. But part of why people like Sentry, or at least some of us, is the nostalgia value. So for those of you who were playing the game back in 2014, and I caught the tail end of this, Sentry used to just dominate PvP. He was everywhere. It was him and Hood. So it used to be X-Force and Thor, then it became him and Hood. And the reason he dominated, his green used to be 7 instead right. of 12.
It and used, it to, used be a- to be 2 countdown.
2-turn countdown. So if you yeah. drop that yellow strike tile and you drop the green, you're doing 10,000 AOE damage to the entire team. And that for a 3-star is utterly devastating. So yep. he was way overpowered, so he got nerfed. But there's 2 other things I like about Sentry, why I argue for him. In the words of my alliance leader, Akuvil, Sentry solves so many problems. So when you have that final PvE node that takes CP and you just, the tough matchup and you're just like, these guys suck. You've got somebody that uses green and red, like a boosted juggernaut. You have gauntlet matchups and you just want to get through them. Sentry's really nice. He's decent as a final stopper in PvP because people don't want to play him as well. Cause then, you know, it's just this AOE damage, and there's really no other red AOE damage apart from him and Carnage. And even nerfed, he still does, if you drop that strike tile and have him at 5-3-5 like I do, he does 872 per red tile. So you, let's say you're facing a Blade that puts the tiles everywhere, or a Hulkbuster in one of these gauntlet nodes or something where there's a lot of red on the board. You do that AOE damage and you get rid of all of them. And you have this massive, you know, almost 600 strike tile sitting out there by itself. And you had to burn a lot of yellow to get there in the first place. So Sentry just fixes things, but he's not someone that a lot of people would use regularly. If you're sitting with him at 7 covers and you're wondering if you should pump ISO in him, you probably shouldn't. If you've don't have any of them and don't worry about starting. There's better characters that are out there. But if you're on the fence and you've got 10 or 11 covers for him and you're wondering whether to champion him, my final argument for Sentry is that at level 183, after you champion him, he gives you a green Red Hulk cover. And as I know, at least one of you has a Rolk, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think we all do. I think he's all one of our better 4-stars.
Yeah, and he's nasty. So that all told, I like Sentry for those reasons. So I will use him in PvP. I used him in a PvE node in the Hulk node just the other day. And he just cleans up with any 2 other 3-stars that you have that you're willing to sacrifice. So those are the reasons that I like Sentry.
Sacrifice.
Okay. No, that was, I had got to play back then. But yeah, pre-nerf, that's crazy. You mentioned with the Hood. So if you can, you know, intimidate those countdown tiles down to yes. a 1-turn countdown yes. tile, that's outrageous.
It was gross. It was broken, basically.
Sure.
I don't know. That stupid tummy cramps, though. They got to fix that animation.
What's that? Oh,
it's
sacrifice?
Terrible.
I hate tummy yeah. cramps.
It's so yeah. bad.
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely on the sad animation side of things.
Yeah, it's one of the 5 worst.
So did that help, Ray? Have you rethought Sentry now?
I will say yes to your question. I probably will not be getting him, but let me tell you why. Obviously, I don't like hurting my own characters. I can understand where there is a usable area for him, so I couldn't before. So there is that. The other thing that I really don't like about Sentry is I really hate the character. Like, I hate the comic character. I just dislike him in general. I think, I mean, the writing for it is fine and it furthered the plot, but he's one of my least favorite Marvel characters just to begin with. And then you throw in the fact that he hurts other people in the game, and I'm like, all right, I'm out. So there you go. I can see where he can be useful, sure, but I'm probably never going to recruit him.
Ian, do you have Sentry?
I do.
What's yours at?
Well, he's at, I don't think I put any ISO into him, so he's at level 40, but he's fully covered.
Oh.
But I'm not sure how I built him. If I can stammer a little bit and stall and say that was the character of the week brought to you by Dave, CEO of SetTech Astronomy.
You currently have him at 544.
All right. There we go. I have him at 544, and I do have some ISO into him. He's at a level 91.
Okay. I would max the yellow. If you're going to do anything, max the yellow. That's his biggest utility, is just hurting himself and then shoving a strike tile into the game if you don't want to hurt your
team.
Yeah, and
that's a huge strike tile, too.
It's gross, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, mine's at 525 because I haven't gotten a third green for him yet.
That's crazy.
That's solid.
So he's level 89. He's one of the 2 3 stars I got a champion yet.
Right.
Right. You want to collect all the 3 stars no matter what.
I do want to collect all the 3 stars just because they appear to be not making any more of them. So I might as well have them all.
Sure.
And at some point, I'll probably get all the 2 stars just for the same reason and all the 1 stars just for the same reason. Because it's clear that I will never be able to get all the 4 and 5 stars. They just come out too fast and too furious.
So before we move on to the next topic, if we're done with Sentry, I have something.
Sure.
I completely forgot. I had a question that was sent into the website that I did not cover. We have a player who is at a conundrum point. They are barely getting to a 3-star roster. They're really just working on their 2 stars, getting them championed. And they have a list of stuff that, so they can only recruit one character, and they've got a green Rocket and Groot, a blue Scarlet Witch, 2 Sam Wilsons, 3 stars, a yellow and a purple, a yellow Magneto, and in a couple days they're going to get a 4-star X-Force Wolverine.
Scarlet Witch.
So that's where I was leading. You agree as well?
Yeah, I love Switch.
So you would take her and dump the 4-star?
There's nobody
nope,
like
I would
her.
Totally dump some other 2-star character for that 4-star.
Yes. Dump a 2-star for the 4-star. Keep Switch.
Sure. And the others, the other 3 3-stars?
Yeah, sell them for cash.
Magneto's fine. Grotto's
fine. Yeah, I would have said Magneto. You can dump Rocket and Groot immediately. Sam Wilson, I enjoy, but I don't think he's as good as I think he is.
He really isn't that useful for anything other than certain
support combinations.
Yes,
Pet Falcon is nice.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what he was to get rid of those countdown tiles.
Yeah.
Red Wing is helpful. Yeah.
And until you have enough covers, it won't do that for the countdown tiles.
Right.
So,
right. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like I have talked about. I'm married to the team of Blade, Black Widow, and Sam Wilson. But I know it's not that good of a team. It just works okay. It works pretty well for me. So unless you're going to build a team around the fact that he can clear tiles, boost tiles, and, you know, put out shield tiles in case of an emergency, then I would say not him either. But yeah, I'd say Magneto or Scarlet Witch both sound like a respectable choice.
Switch is unique because nobody puts out that kind of AP creation on their own. And
true.
When you get her to 5, the countdown tile is just super quick. And then the stun is ridiculous. And she pumps her own colors. And then Magneto is great, but his biggest asset is his blue because nobody
Correct.
Does blue damage.
Right.
So that's his big asset. But you Switch is where you want to go.
I agree with all of these statements. Okay, I will pass them along. I am assuming that that this person will be listening to the podcast, but I'll probably respond via email as well. So
and if they don't listen to this podcast, well, you know, the heck with them.
tell them they can go pound sand.
Yeah, that's right. We're bringing it back. They can go pound sand. Booyah.
Okay, thank you, everyone.
Right. Hey, it's a time. Did anybody get anything good this week? Anything?
No, I don't recall. I think no. I think I think I saved everything in case we started opening tokens on the show on a more regular basis. I didn't know where we landed on that. So
I think we're gonna open one. Why not?
Okay.
Yay.
Why not would be because, well, you guys all go first because I'm sorry, I'm definitely not in the middle of a match right now.
All right, Craig, you're going first. You're the host. You going first?
I can. We're going.
Yeah, I say, Dave, do you want in on this?
I don't have one. I can tell you what I got this week, but I don't have one to open.
Yes, start with that.
Okay. This was a good week. So I beat Miles Crash of the Titans a while ago and then opened this week and I got a Cyclops Blue, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And then I got a lot of PvP rewards at once. So I got the 10,000 season progression and that got me a Blue Surfer cover, which was my fourth.
Nice.
So he's starting to become really likable. I did luck into the Drax PvP progression. So I got the 1,000 for him and got a purple. So he's got two covers. And then when I was finishing the season, I got the 2,000 simulator Punisher. Yep. So those were all kind of like on a few days. And then I got the reload from the CP and it got me a purple Jean Grey. So 5-4 stars in a week and I've got more CP coming tomorrow. So I'll have one then.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
it is a good week.
That sounds like a bountiful week.
It was nice.
All right, I'm going to hit this Classic Legends button here.
Oh. Crickets and tumbleweeds.
Seriously? Yes. Bro, you can insert a drum roll over that.
I'll put a drum roll in, but nothing.
Well, I didn't give you time. I don't know. All right, we got Blue Iceman.
Oh,
nice.
Blue Iceman.
Very nice.
Let me see what that gets my Iceman up to here. Iceman is now at 2-3-4.
Ooh.
So he's getting usable.
He is usable.
Arguably one of the top 3-4 stars when it comes to PvP. People love him. Yeah, he's nasty.
Yeah, he can be. Very.
So I'm going to have to start looking at the ISO requirements for that guy because he should be usable for me here real soon.
All right, so mine is from my Captain Marvel champion. I just got her up this week and saved the latest Legends token, so I will be opening that. It looks like a 4-star. It looks like I got a Captain America, Captain Falcon, Aerial Avenger.
All right.
Okay.
Now I'm curious. I am very curious where he's at. I don't think I have his one power, and I still don't have his one power.
You still don't have the shield bash.
I have him at 4-5-0. How sad.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have the red.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he doesn't have the damage.
He can't do anything.
Still useless.
He can make some shields.
With no red. Yeah, you can make shields. That's it. Yeah, it'll come.
Wow, that's so crazy. I didn't realize you had the other colors that high.
Yeah.
Like, I have him at, you know, some shameful low level, like 0-1-0. So I'm like, wow. All right. So hopefully after this Team Cap nonsense, you'll have him usable.
Yeah, if I can get a couple red.
Yeah, I think we can get there.
Are you ready?
Ian, you done playing that match yet?
No, I'm getting close, though.
All right. Well,
I was trying to farm this last bit of CP out of this Hulk event that I'm in the middle of.
Oh, sure.
So I'm stuck fighting Venom and blonde Black Widow.
So in the meantime, I would like to mention a change in our alliance. We lost a member this week. I believe it's due to some changes in requirements that our commanders have set for our PvP goals. We did lose Maniac Vaughn from our alliance, and he will be missed. However, his position has been taken by one Noble Browncoat, who is a regular commenter on the podcast. So
this is a reward for not murdering us in New Jersey?
Yes!
Sure!
That was very generous of him.
This was a complete surprise to us, actually. Like, when I saw that it was announced on our Facebook page that he had joined the alliance, I'm like, oh, hey, I know that guy.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about it either until I saw it at the same time as everybody else. I was like, huh.
All right. Well, in honor of the noblest of all brown goats joining our alliance, I'm finally ready.
Woohoo.
Okay. All right.
Do it.
Okay.
It's happening. I spent 20 CP. It's a 4-star. It's Nova.
Nice.
It's a red Nova takeoff.
Red Nova, solid.
Yeah. Is that I assume that's his airborne?
Yes.
Okay. Great. I'm going to put that into play immediately.
All right.
I didn't want to just let it sit there and then forget about it. Nova's looking up. I got him at a 101 now.
All right. He can still point his fingers at you and go, pew, pew, pew. Yes. He's like the little kid, you know, Space Ranger. Like, he's like dressed up in his dad's clothes and he runs around. He's like, ah, pew, pew.
He very much is.
Everyone makes fun of him because he's a stupid little kid.
Pretty solid. He's a good tune to have.
I don't know. I wouldn't make fun of him. That's a...
Okay. That's just me then, I guess.
It really is.
All right, Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
The what? The podcast network? Well, it's soon to be named. That's about all I know. It's available at, you can check us out at the soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. And you can enjoy this and many other fine shows like The Profane Arguments, which stars none other than Ray, myself, Karen, and other network affiliate Jared, where we...
Network affiliate.
he is a network mainstay. And where we look at the news from a secular and atheist point of view. You can check out the all-new companion podcast to Star Trek The Next Generation, The Prime Defective, starring none other than network mainstay Jared and Brian, where they talk along with an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation. And if you can't get enough Jared in those first couple shows, you can enjoy him on the Prodigal Sons podcast, starring none other than...
Because if you don't get sick of Ian after three shows
network,
either.
Network Honcho, Jared, yours truly, Brian yet again, and co-host slash legendary producer, Adam, where we talk about everything and nothing, and we make Craig jealous because we swear a lot.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's see. You could check out the Podvocacy with Jason and Dave, where they talk about current pop culture interests. You can watch the live YouTube show, The Fresher and Parlance Show, starring none other than Fresher and Parlance. You could check out the Longbox Heroes and Longbox Heroes After Dark, where it's all comic books all the time. And
what else is it besides comic books?
It's not. No chance. No dice. I'm just trying to remember if I forgot a show.
I think you're
good. I feel like I didn't. What did I forget?
No, I think you're good.
Great. So that's a soon-to-be-named network. It's soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. Check us out. There's a little bit of something for everybody. And by that, I mean there's a very narrow range of interests and topics. But check us out anyway.
If you're a nerd, we might got something for you.
But if you like Jared or myself, it's the place to be.
That's true. You're on like 66% of all the podcasts. All right. I think that's all for this week. Special shout out here to FAHQ 1977. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We really appreciate it. We really appreciate your sponsorship of the show. And it was a good time.
It was such a wonderful time, guys. And if I may add, the segment, Craig was wrong about not a thing this week. So you'll have to start that piece next week because I can't point anything out.
That's because I specifically skipped the Star Wars conversation.
Oh, yeah, that's why. Okay, yeah.
It's because it's a well-known fact that all gingers should have dreadlocks.
This was a blast, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Thank you for all your well-thought-out and insightful answers. I really gave me a new perspective on quite a number of things.
Well, thank you.
So you're a big fan of like Cho too, right? So we need somebody to tell us why Cho doesn't suck. We'll bring you back on the show and you can tell us why Cho is great.
He's awful. He's an abomination. It's an affront to all of the three star characters that he has more stars than them. It's bad.
You know, I'm almost tempted to make him the first four star feature character of the week because it only goes uphill from there.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Just get them out of the way and be like, okay, now that that terribleness is over, let's talk about characters that are good.
We'll bookend the feature characters of the week with starting with Cho, ending with Star-Lord.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Star-Lord is way better than Cho.
He is way better. Yes. That's why he gets to end it.
All right. I'll try and keep that in mind when we get to four stars here in three more weeks? Four more weeks. Yes.
Four more weeks.
Yeah, running out of the three stars. So, good times. All right, elsewhere, you can check us out at puzzlewarriors3.com. You can leave comments for Ray to read in his leisure, because he's got nothing but free time on the Discuss feature. You can find the podcast on there. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Stitcher. He also posts it onto the D3 forums, and into the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, which I highly encourage everyone to participate in. A lot of good stuff happens in that subreddit. So any comments, suggestions, comments, how much you hate my opinions on things, apparently, hey, shout them out. Bring them to us. Submit them via one of those ways or send us an email. All of our email addresses are on our webpage as well. If you don't dislike my comments to the point that you refuse to give us anything, unlike apparently certain people who hate my Star Wars comments so much that they, out of spite, will not become a patron.
Right.
You can, what's that?
No, I'm excited. I was reading further ahead, and I see the one thing, in my opinion, that you're wrong about. It just hasn't happened yet.
Oh, all right. you can click on the Amazon banner on our webpage. If you buy something there, you don't pay anything. We get some pennies. It's good for us. Or you can do what Dave here did and become a patron. We got three different levels there. Level one, where we give you a hearty thank you. Level two, where you get to appear on this show. God help you, why you want to do that? But, you know, somebody did.
Right.
And the top level, where you could be like the fine folks over at SeaTac Astronomy and get a section of the show named after you. So all these rewards could be yours. Or if you've got some crazy reward in mind, I don't know, shoot us an email. We'll consider anything.
We are alarmingly flexible when it comes to that.
But that's all we got. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, that energizers keep going and going and going and going. Good night. And
there it was. Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
Good night.
Hello?
Hello?
Ah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, God, it did get eerily quiet. I didn't know if we were just giving Craig the old crickets and tumbleweed or
if Mike's
had shorted out.
Yeah, I had no background noise, no nothing. It just had a blank, and I was like,
Bueller?
I think I'm thrown off your rhythm because you guys are so used to working as a trio that's been built over 20 years into this well-oiled machine, and then and this random guy from Indiana going, oh, I like Sentry. And it's just, you don't know what to do.